1. Intended for pleasure. Scores of people, many of them Christians, come to my office looking for a medical solution to their particular marriage problem. While as an MD I can do a great deal to help medically, often there is a greater need for me to first communicate biblical information that can heal wounds, restore relationships, and establish the right foundation for healthy attitudes toward sex in marriage. Knowing and understanding what God says about any phase of life leads to wholeness in that area. Nowhere is this more necessary than in the sexual realm, where negative attitudes and distortions have virtually destroyed marriage relationships. I think of the man who was deeply disturbed when God and sex were mentioned in the same discussion. To him, sex was altogether separate from his Christian life. The sexual relationship was an unholy activity in his opinion, and yet he continued it with deep guilt feelings, which tarnished the experience for both him and his wife. His misconceptions of God's view of sex resulted in a hurried physical act without tenderness or pleasure. Then I think of the woman who has been married 25 years and is still not sure what an orgasm is or whether she has ever experienced one. The husband and wife whose egos have been so wounded in the bedroom that they barely speak to each other. The earnest Christian couple who have no serious problems but little joy in their sex relationship. And many other troubled people whose marriages are filled with misery rather than pleasure. God has so much to say to all this through His Word. As a Christian physician, it is my privilege to communicate an important message to unhappy couples with wrong attitudes and faulty approaches to sex. The message, in brief, is this: you have God's permission to enjoy sex within your marriage. He invented sex. He thought it up to begin with. You can learn to enjoy it, and husbands, you can develop a thrilling, happy marriage with the wife of your youth. If your marriage has been a Civil War battlefield or a dreary wasteland instead of a lover's trysting place, all that can change. You see, God has a perfect plan for marriage, which we may choose to step into at any time, and the mistakes of the past can be dealt with and left behind. The ancient counsel given by father to son, based on the wisdom of God in Proverbs chapter 5, verses 18 and 19, comes across just as clearly to the listener of today. Let your fountain, your body parts that produce life, be blessed and rejoice, or ecstatically delight, with the wife of your youth. Let her breasts satisfy you at all times, and always be enraptured, or filled, with her love. New King James Version. It may surprise some of you to learn that the Bible speaks so openly, so joyously, of sex in marriage. Almost every book of the Bible has something to say about sex, and Song of Solomon exquisitely depicts the love relationship in marriage. But Genesis, the book of beginnings, shows us most unforgettably what God has always thought about married love. If we read the first 3 chapters of Genesis, where it is recorded that God created male and female, we find that God saw...